What's going on, K-State fam? Eddie Greer back for another daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast here. It is finally the end of the year, the last day of 2020. Want to get you caught real quick here to this afternoon on what took place with men's basketball on Tuesday night. Oh man, this one went right down to the wire, and like we have talked about previously on Triple P, it's going to be one of those rides for the men's basketball team. K-State, led by Stoughton Miguel's three with 10 seconds left at home at Bramage Coliseum, and K-State squeaks out what could have been another embarrassing loss to Omaha, 60-58, which pushes K-State now to 500 ball at the moment going in to the New Year's break. And then they'll be coming back on Saturday to take on TCU right back at Bramage Coliseum to resume Big 12 play. Man, Stoughton Miguel with a big three late in his game there. One of the stellar freshmen on this team. Miguel finished with 11 points, 2 rebounds. He went 3 of 8 from downtown. Obviously, his third and last attempt was a huge one to avoid any other embarrassment. But this was your typical Bruce Weber, K-State type of game here. We're back and forth, especially in the second half of this game. Miguel with a huge three to close out Omaha in this game here. Omaha goes to 2-8. So, yeah, you would have lost this game. You would have lost to a pretty bad team, like me and Alex talked about in the weekly edition of the podcast. The last weekly edition of 2020 is already out. You have not listened to it, go download it and check it out. Listen to it going into the New Year's 3-day weekend. But Mike McGurl finished up with 13 points. He went 5 of 13 from the field, only 2 of 9 from downtown as well in this game as well. Nigel Pack added 9 as well and had an assist. He only went, 4 of 11 from the field as well, as they squeak out another against Omaha to push themselves to 500 going into this TCU game on Saturday to open up the new year 2021. And this is, again, they had to have this game and do it pretty much a Bruce Weber way here. They got it done. A win's a win at this point of the year. And this was their last conference game before pretty much moving into the meat of the schedule here. To TCU, that's a huge game for them on Saturday afternoon. And before they turn around and go on the road to Lubbock on Tuesday, where me and Alex will record our first weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast. I gotta make sure that on my schedule that is going to be correct on that. But yeah, Texas Tech next after that. But big win for Bruce Weber's young ball club. 5-5 of the year now. And now that you got to turn your attention now to officially Big 12 play returns in 2021 when they host TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday afternoon. This is Eddie Greer. You have been listening to another edition of the Daily Purple Project Podcast.